and welcome to a very special episode of Rebels Revisited. Why is it special? Because we've finally finished season one and we've started with season two, with Siege of Lothal. I'm your host, Johnny Orr, and let's get talking about Rebels. So, Siege of Lothal, what I've done, rather than review the two individual episodes that you can find on the DVDs, the Blu-rays, and on Disney Life, I have done the 40-minute special version, which puts both episodes together and was aired earlier in the year. I think it was aired like in the August when the season came out, in like September, October time. I've got to say, this is by far my favourite of all of the season premieres that we got from Rebels. There's so much going on in it. It's insane. So it starts off, the Rebels are in the midst of a space battle trying to get supplies. And it's the Ghost, and they end up, you know, being assisted by Phoenix Squadron, and the crew, they all have to leave because the Phoenix leader is going to get kabloomed. So what they do is they have a regroup, they have a conversation, and Chopper comes in with a message. And Kanan's feeling really just not happy about being part of the rebellion at this point. He does not want to join the rebellion. He doesn't want to be a part of an army. He's seen what war does to people. And not just to people, but to the galaxy. And it's a message from old Joe from Lothal. And he's got someone who wants to talk to them. And it's Governor Tua. Because she's essentially been threatened by Vader, who's basically said that if she doesn't, you know, sort it out and crack down on the rebels, that, you know, they can find someone who will. So, and she wants to leave. She wants to escape from the Empire. And she promises to help the rebels by giving them the location, names and locations of rebel sympathizers on Lothal. But these are people who have got powerful friends that the Empire can't touch but are under observation. So, after much debate, the Ghost crew decide that that's what they're going to do. They're going to go and help her. So they hatch a plan. They take their stolen people transport, and Chopper drives, and they go to Lothal, where they're going to rescue her. And it's a trap. Sorry, it's a trap. And the Empire turns up. Kanan manages to steal Stormtrooper armor. Ezra's jealous because all he has is the helmet. And they get to the governor, and she they get her on a ship. And the Empire turns up and blow up the ship, killing her. So the rebels go on the run. They hide in Ezra's old house. And then they figure that if they went to the Imperial Center, they could steal a Imperial ship. Because all public ship vehicles are grounded. And there's a blockade set up. So they break into the Imperial Center with Kanan as a stormtrooper, Ezra dressed as a cadet. Ezra tries using the Jedi mind trick on a stormtrooper, it doesn't work, so Kanan does it. and they are pushing containers, and the containers contain the crew. And they finally get to the landing pad. Everyone gets out. They're about to get onto the ship, and they find portable shield generators that the rebellion could use. So they start to steal them, just as the stormtroopers come out, and they take out the stormtroopers. But then out comes Vader after Kanan and Ezra feel a really dark presence. Vader comes out and takes on Kanan and Ezra. First, Vader takes down Kanan. He's about to use the Force to have Ezra behead himself. Insane. They manage to distract him. Kanan distracts him. They fight for a little bit. It's not going very well. Sabine and Zeb blow up some ATDPs. And Kanan and Ezra force push Vader into where they will fall. Vader reaches up, and they all fall down on top of him. They get onto the landing craft. They turn around just to see Vader lifting the wreckage off of him, throwing it away, and standing up. So they escape. They manage to escape. Thank God, right? So they meet up back with Phoenix Squadron. And Agent Kallus goes to Vader and says, look, they've gotten away. Well, what they also do... Well, they get away and they go... They don't go back to the new squadron, sorry. They go to... They try and find somewhere for help. And they go to Lando's farm. Lando isn't there, but his droid is there. And Sabine and the droid mock up some transponder signals that match the landing craft. So when they leave the planet, they set off the transponders. So the Empire is diverted. So they all head towards these different transponders. The TIE fighters take them out one by one, and by the time they realise that it's a, by the time the Empire realises what's going on, it's too late and the rebels get away. But it's not a problem, as Vader tells Kallus, there is a tracking beacon on that ship. So then they meet up with the, then they meet up with the Phoenix Squadron, and Chopper tells them that there's a tracker, and there's one ship heading towards them, and it's Vader and his TIE fighters. So they launch all the fighters, the Ghost crew get into their ships, and the Ghost crew gets into the Ghost, and they go out there. Vader kicks butt, people. This is probably one of the most amazing Darth Vader sequences ever put down in any sort of Star Wars medium. Like, this is up there with the Rogue One corridor scene. This is there with the, with all of Vader down. Everything that Vader does when he's surrounded by the rebels and he just takes them all out, this is kind of up there with it. If you haven't read Vader Down, I highly recommend it, just to see Vader kicking rebel butt. So Vader basically takes out, he basically takes out, like, Phoenix Leader. What else does he do? Oh, yes, he takes out Phoenix Leader, so the crew have to evacuate the ship. Once everyone is on board, on the escape pods and have been picked up, everyone's going to leave. Ahsoka senses the dark side. Ahsoka, Kanan, and Ezra sense that it's Vader. And Kanan and Ahsoka use the Force to try and, like, identify him. And Ahsoka passes out because the connection between her and Vader is incredibly strong. And she recognizes that connection to be Anakin Skywalker. But she's not sure. So So they escape, and Ahsoka talks to Kanan. Kanan and Ezra. They recognise that it's not a it's not an Inquisitor, but a Sith Lord that they've encountered. What's it? Ahsoka tells them that everyone's going to be hunting them now. Meanwhile, back on the Star Destroyer, back at Lothal Base, Vader turns, he's on the Star Destroyer and he tells the, tells everyone to leave the bridge, and he talks to Palpatine and tells him that the apprentice of Anakin Skywalker lives. And the Emperor's like, "Are you sure?" And he's like, "Yes, it's her." And the Emperor tells him to dispatch an Inquisitor to hunt them down. So yeah, that's the Siege of Lothal. I've got to say, like, the Siege of Lothal, like I've said, is my favourite season premiere from Rebels. It's so much fun. It's a great episode. It's got so much going on. Vader, you know, we see him in the end at the end of season one as he walks past Kallus, but you know, we really see, this is like Vader in his prime again. It's like, you know, we see him in Rogue One, we see him in Vader Down, and like, well, yeah, in Vader Down, I mean, that's Vader in prime mode. You know, this is the Vader that everyone kind of assumed existed, but we never got to see, because the story didn't dictate for it. But now we see it, now we get it. It's amazing. Like, everyone kind of joked that Anakin Skywalker is a great pilot, but he can't land, you know? Because we see his piloting skills in all the films, of the prequels, and, you know, in the Clone Wars. And, like, but we see it again here. Him in a TIE fighter, he is taking Rebels out left and right. Half of Phoenix Squadron are decimated. Phoenix Home is destroyed. You know, it's not the same as, but it's an equivalent of a Corellian Corvette or Blockade Runner. You know, and Vader takes it out in his very own TIE fighter. Some of the imagery in this episode is fantastic. At one point during the fight between Vader and Kanan, we actually see, like, we see, because I know they were inspired heavily by Ralph McQuarrie, but they actually almost replicate one of Ralph McQuarrie's original pieces. Where it's Vader fighting a rebel fighting someone with a lightsaber. And they replicate that perfectly with Vader fighting Kanan. And I was watching it, and I think it was like the first time I watched it, and I was like, wait a minute. So I kind of Googled and found that picture. And I'm like, oh my God, they did that. That's insane. That's amazing. You know, the character arcs, like, we saw some really good character arcs in season one, and like the beginning of Kanan's arc in this, where he doesn't want to be a rebel, he doesn't want to be a hero, he says to Hera that, you know, back when it was just the two of them, when they first got together, it was rob from the Empire, give to the needy, and now he feels like he's in a war, and I completely get why he doesn't want to be in a war. I mean, he survived the Clone Wars. Clone Wars was devastating on the entire galaxy. Why would he want to sign up again? You know, no one would. It would just be insanity that he did. And you know, even though he owes them his life. I feel like, you know, this is like, like I said, it's my favorite, but it's the strongest season opener as well. I mean, Spark of Rebellion has the issue that, you know, it's got to introduce the characters. It's got to kind of set everything up. So even as good as Spark of Rebellion is, it has a lot of work to do. Whereas, you know, the season premiere for season two, they can dive straight in, and that's what they do. I'm not going to hash out the seasons three and four ones, because we're not there yet. Yes, I've done a few spoilers in the show, but I'm not going to quite go there just yet, because I haven't watched them for a while. But I can still stand by my, it's my favourite one. There's... I'm sorry, I completely lost my point there. Anyway, so, yeah, that's going to be it for Siege of Lothal. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your continued contributions. It's greatly appreciated. And can't wait to get like heavily into Season 2, because Season 2 is just so good. But yeah, that's it. So thank you once again, and punch it chewy.